The Boston Massacre, in a sense.
By Jack.
Sam.
Sage.
Sophia. And Athena.
Good morning, Patriots. I'm Thomas Paine, and welcome back to my radio show, Common Sense. Today, we have a first-hand witness of the recent attack by British soldiers on innocent colonists. Ladies and gents, Paul Revere. So, Paul, what happened on the day of the so-called Boston Massacre?
It's a tragic story, Thomas. I was just minding my own business when I had the misfortune to come upon what looked to be a stick-up between several lobsterbacks. It looked like they had backed several innocent, unarmed colonists into the wall.
Those lobsterbacks won't know what hit them. I have sticks and rocks. Cadwell, why are you carrying a snowball?
Worry not, Gray. I put a rock in mine.
As I approached, the redcoats began to fire on the colonists.
Look, it's Captain Thomas Preston. Throw your rocks and stuff.
What?
I hit a guy in the face.
Thomas Preston told his men to fire on the innocent, unarmed, orphaned patriots.
Wait, don't fire!
He said fire!
Damn it, Lieutenant!
Dozens of colonists were shot dead, and all those deaths took a great toll on the morale of the patriots.
Cadwell, they got the slave, Crispus Attucks.
He's not really a person, so...
And that's how it happened. These innocent, unarmed, orphaned, tragically heroic patriots were killed by the trigger-happy, evil redcoats. Can these injustices be rectified? Will we be able to defend ourselves against these tyrants?
All right then. Thanks, Paul. So, Lieutenant, what is your account of this incident? Can you tell us what happened in your eyes?
First of all, evil is a pretty strong word here. But anyways... The way I remember it, we were being harassed by a group of drunk colonists. All I heard from the captain was, "Something, something, fire!" And I misinterpreted the order. From there, I shot my musket into the attackers. I suppose I lost my head in the racket.
Do better, Lieutenant.
Sorry, sir.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, so let's cut it off here. Remember to tune in at this time tomorrow. And cut.